This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes, which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee. The minister said immediately after the crash, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, which was specifically formed to investigate accidents that happen around aircraft, was mobilized. He added that the AAIB has recovered the black box of the plane, which is going to provide in-depth insight into what would have actually happened during the crash or moments before the crash itself. Mr. Naidu further stated that the response teams from all the concerned departments had been working on the ground to put out the fire and remove the debris so that the bodies could be sent to the hospital. He added that DNA testing is being done to identify victims and hand them over to families.
The DNA testing is happening on one side so that the bodies can be identified and be given to the respected families. So the government of Gujarat is coordinating with that. They are on the ground since the time of the crash and they have been facilitating with all the efforts, all the measures that are required. So once the DNA testing is confirmed, the bodies are being given to the respected families. And we are hoping that process also gets finished as soon as possible. But the documentation and the procedure needs to be followed. We are ensuring that there doesn't be any lapse in the process or the protocol that needs to be followed.
The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. The investigation into the plane crash is underway and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. At least 254 people, including 241 on board, died in the incident. Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar. The minister reviewed the DNA testing process. A team of the Election Commission of India, ECI, today held a meeting of government media units at Patna regarding extensive voter awareness campaign and sweep activities promotion for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar. Secretary of ECI Santosh Kumar, Assistant Director of ECI Apurva Kumar Singh and Additional Secretary of State Election Department Madhav Kumar Singh briefed the officials about different aspects of 23 new major electoral reforms initiated by the Election Commission of India. The special CBI court in Mumbai has extended the police custody of two individuals until June the 16th in connection with a scam involving alleged manipulation of NEET UG 2025 scores. The duo, who were initially remanded until June the 13th after their arrests earlier this week, were apprehended by the Central Bureau of Investigation for allegedly deceiving aspiring NEET candidates and their families. They are accused of promising to alter examination scores in exchange for significant sums of money. Brazil's foreign ministry has announced that Vietnam has officially joined BRICS as a partner country. The ministry's statement said, as a dynamic economy deeply integrated into global value chains, Vietnam is an important player in Asia. The Russian news agency Sputnik reported that after expressing its desire to become a member of the global body, Vietnam has now become the 10th BRICS partner. The Indian men's hockey team suffered a narrow 2-3 defeat to Australia today at Antwerp in Belgium, marking their fifth straight loss in the European leg of the FIH Pro League. And with that, we end this news bulletin.